Again, the Lord spoke to Ezra, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God?"
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring on you and on your people and on your ancestral house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria.
Today's gospel lesson is from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord."
"This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was an angel and a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Let's give these folks a hand. This was amazing. There's not really a good way to follow that either, so. When I was a kid, I thought Christmas was good news because you could get all the toys that you asked for Christmas. And if I got good Christmas presents, I thought that was good news. That was a good Christmas. Sort of like when Ralphie in that movie, A Christmas Story, gets the Red Ryder BB gun with the compass in the stock and this thing that tells time. Like, that's the ultimate scene when he gets what he wants and like snow is falling outside and he's got his present. I will tell you that if you want a BB gun, you will shoot your eye out. I am your pastor. I'm kind of a pacifist. But whether a Christmas was good news depended on the presents. Like the year that I was 9 and I got a purple bicycle with a basket on the front that had a daisy on it, I thought, my life will never get better than this. Or in 1984, when I got an Atari 2600 video game system that I think is probably now in the Smithsonian. But at the time, like, I thought it was the bomb. Or even this year, when I get cool presents, like my staff Secret Santa gave me this mug that says, "Be careful or you will end up in my sermon." Thank you, Allison. You're an awesome Secret Santa. Good news, because I got what I wanted under the tree, you know? In the stocking. Good presents. But then I realized that's not what makes Christmas good news. Because some years, and I hate to break it to you, you will only get basically underwear and socks. Or some years, I kind of feel like I already have so much stuff. I feel like I'm drowning in it. And I feel like I don't want any more stuff for Christmas. I can't think of anything for you to buy me. So the reason that Christmas is good news cannot have to do with the stuff that we get for Christmas. So then I thought, maybe Christmas is good news because you get to be with the people that you love. And I'm at the age now where being with the people that I love is way more important to me than anything I could ever get for Christmas. It gives me more joy to be with them than anything anybody even buys. Christmas can be good news because of the people that you're with. But that's not what makes Christmas the best news of all, because some Christmases, as we have learned, you don't get to be with the people you want to be with. Sometimes you're just stuck in quarantine with, like, just your immediate family and, like, you know, a candy cane. I mean, sometimes you're stuck. Eric and I were going to travel to see family in this period between Christmas and New Year's, and, you know, we made other plans, and it's all good. But Christmas cannot be dependent on being able to see aunts and uncles and cousins this year for us. And sometimes the people that we love the most are in heaven, and so we miss them so much at Christmas. And sometimes even when all the people are gathered together, it's difficult. I don't know about your family, but sometimes my family can get into arguments about politics or old hurts, or sometimes people won't share, you know? So while being with loved ones is nice and very important, it can't be the reason that Christmas is the best news of all. The reason that Christmas is the best news of all is because of what we learned in our skit, that in Jesus, God gives us the very best present we could ever, ever receive. And Jesus comes to show how very much God loves us all the time, no matter what. God loves us on good days and bad days, and no matter who we are or what we get for Christmas or who we're with or we're not with, because of Christmas, we know that Jesus is with us all the time, so that we are never really alone. God took care of the gift giving by giving the best present. And God took care of the relationships and the company part because God sent God's Son to be with us. So even if we're all alone on Christmas and we don't get any Amazon packages, still, God is with us. Still, Christmas has come, bringing hope and love and peace and even joy. Christmas is the best news of all because of Jesus. So if you're having right now the perfect Christmas with everything going right, if you're living in a Hallmark Christmas movie, you know, then good for you. Christ is born for you. But if you're having what I'd call a more normal Christmas, you know, with many things going wrong and things not quite the way you wanted them to be, Christ is born for you too. You can still have joy at Christmas because we have the gift of a Savior who knows what it is to have sorrow and suffering and who is with us all the time so that we don't have to be afraid. And so what should we do now that we have the best news of all? Well, I don't think we should keep it to ourselves. I think if you have the best news of all, you should probably share it. After all, this greatest news was not just for a few shepherds in the fields. It wasn't just for you or me. It's for everybody in the whole world. And it's especially for people who need it the most. You know, people who are disappointed or sad or scared. Especially for the people who need good news the most. In other words, everybody we know. The gift of Jesus can't be bought in a store. It doesn't come in boxes or in bags. It's something God gives to us. God reaching down. When we have done everything we can to make the perfect Christmas and fail miserably at it, God breaks in with the best news of all, that God is with us no matter what, and we don't need to be afraid. So we can share the news with others to make sure that people who think of Christmas as just another day, that they can come to know how very much they're loved and that the good news is for them too. That God comes for them with love and hope and joy and peace. That's why we sing Christmas carols. That's why we spend time with people who are lonely. That's why we share toys and gifts with people in need at Christmas. Because we believe that God gives God's self for Christmas. God looked all over and decided the best gift would be the gift of Jesus. God to be God with us, love in the flesh. That's why Jesus is the best news of all. For everybody. Merry Christmas.